Dear friends, what a wonderful privilege truly is to see you here gathered for the next 2.5 days of convention, where we will sit at the feet of Jesus, as Brother Brad expressed in his prayer. What more could we ask, you know, as followers of our Master? So we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and those who may be online also who are joining us in sharing the blessings of this convention. We take great pleasure in welcoming you on behalf of Prince Albert and Saskatoon Bible students. Together we work fairly well, and we truly have been looking forward together to having this convention, having you brethren come together to share your experiences in your life with one another here. But also, the brethren have prepared discourses. They've prepared messages from the Word of God, and for that we're truly thankful. And we love you, brethren, and appreciate the sacrifice you have made. Come a long distances. I won't name the different places the brethren have come from, but we know you've made a big sacrifice to come here and be with us in convention. Here we hope you may rest in the Lord. We know the Lord has many blessings in store for us, but it all depends on the strength of our faith and trust in Him and trust in His promises. The stronger your faith, the greater is your rest in the Lord. I think Brother Jonathan Freer isn't here, and he did convey his love. Brother Ben talked to him here a little while ago, and after 30 treatments, Brother Kent Humphrey also told me that he's not feeling too good, but I think he said he's recovering. He's starting to feel a little better. So we miss Catherine and Jonathan being here, but we have them in our prayers, remembering them that they might have the Lord's blessing and your interest in their recovery. And Brother Jonathan would often ask, why am I here? You know, why have you come to this convention? Or why do you go to any convention? And it's a good question to ask ourselves, you know, why do I want to go to a convention? Just to be with the Lord's people? Is it to share their joys in the Lord, their experiences, their fellowship, or to hear new points of truth that you might have and share one of them? I think these are all wonderful things that you might want to have in your mind when you meet together. One of the things that I was thinking about, what should I say really as a welcome for the brethren, I was thinking of Matthew 18:20, and it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. And you'll notice that there is a very important word here in that statement. For where two or three are gathered. Is that the end of it? Not really. Gathered together. And the other translations give gathered as followers of the Lord or as His disciples. So when we gather together or as followers of the disciples, then the Lord has promised to be with us. So that's a wonderful promise. And I was thinking, how do I envision a Lord being here? And we know we have to believe what He said, that that is the truth. But in your mind, how do you experience when the Lord said He is here with us? You think it's His Spirit is with us? Is it His influence upon us? But that takes faith. However you view it, it requires faith on your part and my part. And really, we have to believe it. And if you believe it firmly that our Lord is with us, I think you will gain the greater blessing for the next 2.5 days. A lot of faith is required on some of the subjects in the Bible mentioned. And we know we cannot please our Heavenly Father without faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently serve him. So it requires a lot of faith on our part to follow our Master and to believe in this also a fact that he says, I'll be in your midst. So we are very thankful. As Peter says, whom having not seen, because none of us have ever seen Jesus, have we? Not literally. Yet he says, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:8. When we draw nigh unto the Lord, Jesus the Lord draws nigh unto us. We draw close to Jesus as new creatures in Christ. And I think Jonathan will also say, where are we today? As the Lord's people, we would say, we are where? Pardon? Can I hear you? Well, he would say, you're in the holy of the tabernacle. Spirit-begotten condition. So, and that's true. All those who have consecrated, they believe it, spirit-begotten. So, and that is also so very significant that we are in the holy picture of the tabernacle, in that spirit-begotten condition, feeding on the table of showbread and lightened by the golden candlesticks, and then going forward and offering our prayers to our Heavenly Father, that everything might be acceptable to him and that he would bless us. So this is perhaps when you think that Jesus is in our midst, it kind of intensifies the thought that this becomes a holy place. Other than that, this building or any other convention that we come to, it's just a building. But when we think, when the Lord's people come together and the Lord says, I will be with you, suddenly it all changes and we might be saying we're really walking on holy ground. So it makes it quite a solemn occasion for us to gather and to remember these things, because the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus, the two greatest beings in the universe, are both saying they will be with us. And I want to touch on two scriptures that I think are very important, and they are in regard to trembling. And we don't want to be thinking or giving the thought that you need to tremble because you're in a holy place. But just notice these scriptures in Isaiah 66:2. But this is the one to whom I will look and have regard, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. And the other scripture is 1 Samuel 16:4, for my hand made all these things. These are those things that come into being, declares the Lord, but to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. God is saying that the person I'm going to be looking to is the one who is humble, the one who is contrite and broken in heart. Ask yourself the question, do I match the description of the person that God is looking for? Do we still tremble at the Word of God when we're reading it? The Lord delights and says that he takes delight in those who tremble at his Word. The theme of our convention is Brother Kent Humphrey will be giving it to us here later on our theme of humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that all these tie in together, whether you're seeing this as like a holy place, or humbling yourselves under the mighty hand of God. What a blessed assurance we have of divine protection and care and the promise of exaltation if we are faithful in working out our salvation, as Paul says, with fear and what else? Trembling. We thus welcome you to this convention to take in all the spiritual food the brethren will be serving, And they have prepared talks, probably months already, or gone back on their, you know, and we would only ask you that pay close attention, discuss any points that you may have in question with them, and I'm sure they will welcome discussion along that line. We encourage you to, you can walk around the yard, and there's some horses out here in the pen. Ben says, don't cross the fence, you know, because horses are horses. They might not like a stranger that they don't know, but otherwise, go up there and have a look at them or whatever you might do. Oh, that's all. Well, that. So, well, you heard it. You might get a shock. But we do ask you to stretch your legs between talks, but we do ask or request that you be back here for the next talk, because the brethren have prepared lessons and we want to honor that and show our appreciation of that they have spiritual food from the Word of God prepared, and so we want to take in as much as possible. And as mentioned, Brother Ken Humphrey will replace Brother Jonathan Freer in his talks, and for that we're very thankful that you were willing to, on short notice, fill in for him. And Brother Ryan mentioned, if anyone needs a sign tag, or if you want to tag, if you haven't, just see him about that. I don't really have much more to say other than, if you need restrooms, Ben's house, our house, there's a camper or trailer right here you can also use, and there's the old-fashioned way back of the tanks. So whatever you want to do is fine with us. We don't have the best conveniences here as you would in the city, but so we apologize for that. But thankful that you're able to be here with us and to together worship our Lord in spirit and in truth. And as Jesus said, I am in your midst where two or three are gathered together, or in my name, or as my